hand over to His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj. If you have your notebooks and pens, it's a good time maybe to bring those out. But yes, thank you all so much. And Hare Krishna.
Low battery, but do you want to still use it?
I have one also.
Okay.
Would you need batteries? Ragi. But I have on my phone.
I must also congratulate you. The quickest way, I guess, from the mental platform where we are harassed by our thoughts or moved by our thoughts to the spiritual platform is most probably to sing and dance. I mean, you are. In which dancing school have you learned all your movements? Thank you very much. Yes, I think today's subject matter is under the category of become who you are, or finding our real identity. And I was not there in the morning lecture of Radhika Ranjan. I was doing my sadhana, but I heard a brief summary about what you spoke. I think you spoke about the different types of bodies, that there is the gross body with which we can work. It has different working senses, like my hand, who can pick up this, and it has also senses of perception, like my eyes, who can see Gaurangi from Heidelberg, and so on. This is the gross body, and then there is a subtle body, the linga sharira, that is the body with which we can leave this gross body and at the time of our sleep go through dream landscapes and make dream experiences and perhaps have even dream romances. This is the subtle body, and the experiences we have there are on that subtle platform. However, there is another body. It's the spiritual body, the soul, and that is our truest identity. You can see that at the deathbed of someone, at the time of death, all the senses become silent. The eyes don't see, the ears don't hear. Actually, the sense of hearing is the last which goes. Then you're in your subtle body. Actually, you remember all the things in your life that are there of significance to you. You see that in that journey, that film of life in your subtle body. And then at the precise moment of death, the soul leaves the gross body and moves on. And at that time, the body, the gross body, stops functioning. I think this is a general outlook on life. But most of the time we are not living the soul life, no? We live the life of the body. We work for our food, we live the life of the mind. We are being anxious, disturbed. The mind is both the jailer and the prisoner. You can watch at that time. The mind will throw you into some mental prison, and then you are the one who is suffering behind the iron bars of your concepts and of your moods and your mood swings. Yes. So all this is dealt with in the aspect of bhakti, which is darshan. But I want to deal with this today in this workshop in two ways. I would like to help you to become who you are by katha. I will tell you a fascinating story, and then I will lead you into a meditative state where you perhaps can experience who you are. So it's not such an intellectual process. I think you can put for now the notebooks to the side, because I will tell you a story, and the meditation you can also note down. You will just meditate. With me, I have an accomplished musician on an instrument whose name I don't know.
Charango.
Say it.
Charango.
Charango, yes. Okay, so please come next to me. We have never played together, although we are both very famous. And we will try to bring you to an experience. Once there was a beautiful princess. When the day of her 18th birthday came, she was most probably the most happy person in her kingdom. And in the end, there was a beautiful dance. And at her side, the prince of the neighboring country wooed her, courted her. It was the fulfillment of a young lady's life. The kingdom had assembled to see her, to hear her poetry, and at the end, in a very courtly manner, she danced with the prince of the neighboring country. This was the dance music. You can perhaps see the two moving in circles, throwing romantic glances in each other's direction. The dream of a young girl had finally come true. At around 1 o'clock in the morning, everything changed. She went into her sleeping room, and after getting ready for the night and laying down in her bed, she heard a most disturbing voice. Let me free! Finally, let me free! Let me go! She asks, who are you that is calling? Let me free! And the voice answered, I am you! This is wrong, the prince said. I am me. I'm not schizophrenic. Who are you? And again the voice said, I am you. And if you don't let me free, I will come every night and I will haunt you. What you think is me is nothing else than the many, many masks which you wear. The many, many masks. The princess was understandably disturbed. My dear pilgrims, what would you think if one night you are awakened by a voice that that shouts, that calls, that pleads, let me free. Perhaps you would first look behind the gardens, the curtains. Is there someone else in the room? But when you would understand that this voice comes from deep within yourself, let me free, you would be quite unsettled. Perhaps most of you have heard the voice already. Perhaps you are here in answer to this voice. Perhaps you try to become free. The princess ran into the park and further on into a hidden part of the park. Near an old castle, where the old castle stood. And there, leaning against the walls of the old castle, which was in ruins, with tears in her eyes, tears of confusion, the princess fell into a disturbed sleep. In her sleep, she saw a most disturbing dream. She saw at the bottom of a stairway a person that was bound with a chain on the bottom of the stairway that was crying. And for a moment that person looked into her eyes and she could see, that's me. I'm bound, but I want to go higher. I want to move on in my life. I want to elevate my life so that I finally become free. The morning came. And as she woke up, the twittering of the birds, the bushes were departing, and she saw a gray-haired man. He looked a little bit like the yogi whom you saw earlier. And the yogi, the wise man, asked our princess,
did you hear the call?
The princess said, what call and who are you and what do you know about me? I asked you a question. Did you hear the call? Let me free. And the princess stopped and said, yes. Okay, said the wise man, you're the person I'm looking for. Come. You have some work to do. So he brought her to a lake, and he asked the princess to look into the mirror image, her mirror image in the lake. The princess sat down and looked into the lake and expected to see her beautiful face. She was 18 years old. She was so accomplished. And first she saw her beautiful face, but then the face turned into a mask of a very vain person. Vain. Vanity. An arrogant face looked back to her. The saint asked, is this you? Do you want to be like this? And she said, no. Then the saint did something which I can only show you. Please look attentively. He took his hand into the lake. He took the face out of the lake and didn't go very easily. Put a lot of air and he blew it off. Gone. was that vain face. How relieved the princess felt. My dear everyone, I don't know how long our musician can play today. So I will make it brief. Every day they came to that lake, and every day they removed masks which covered the soul, the real identity of that princess. And every day the princess felt much lighter and so relieved, until the day of the days came. For this, dramatic music is required. In the morning, the saint approached the princess and said, "Today will be the most difficult day. Today you will face the mask maker, the eye maker, the liar. You will meet your false ego." They went to the lake. The princess looked into the lake and she saw first her face, beautiful face, but then from the eyes a millions of other faces came forward, a stream of masks. She asked, "Who's that?" And the saint said, "That is your false identity, the narrative, the story which you believe, which is producing all the faces which you bear during the day and the night. Today the question is not, do you want to be that? Today the question is, who are you? Who are you when everything that is not you is stripped away, is taken away?" You can find that in your notebook, this sentence of the saint. At first the princess didn't know an answer. But as she meditated deeply, all of a sudden, the corridors of time, from a place so long forgotten, an answer came to her. The answer was, "I am an eternal soul. I'm an eternal self. I'm not becoming more with money. I'm not becoming less with money. I'm not becoming more valuable with fame. I'm not becoming less valuable with fame. I am a child of eternity. I belong to the spiritual world. I belong to God." And as this became clear to the princess, tears of relief washed her face, and now she was finally free. Wow! Ladies and gentlemen, please raise your hands to a massive round of applause of our accomplished musician on the jujujub instrument. Haribo! Wow, that was really good. Really good. Sensitive, dramatic at times, joyful dance music at other times, dream music at other times. we will hire you.
Hare Krishna. It's nice because he covered up all the construction noise. I don't know if you could hear it at the back, but I was able to concentrate because it was playing. Could you hear it? Nice. No, Mahama? Couldn't hear? Ah. Oh. But you couldn't hear the construction noise?
Did you get it, the story? Perhaps some of you felt touched. There are so many layers covering our true identity and obstructing our love, our life force, our energy to go and flow freely. Some of these layers bring us to the level where we are judgmental of others all the time. That's a big spot of Westerners, to judge everyone and everything. Some layers make us confused, dazed and confused. Some are our arrogant levels and so on. In my little story, introspection was the means to come to a realization. And I wanted to guide you in a meditation, but I think when we meditate, we might feel like a caries bacteria inside a tooth. Then the dentist comes and takes the drill and we will not be able to meditate very deeply. Another way than introspection and contemplation about your real identity is when you take away the coverings of the soul through spiritual bhakti processes, that is through, for instance, kirtan, that is what you know. There are five such bhakti processes which will wipe, so to say, the coverings away from you, much like a good cloth can wipe the dust off a mirror. We are doing a lot of kirtan because you are have gotten to know our Radhika Ranjan, who does such wonderful kirtan. This was an epic kirtan which you led. And I mean, the way you danced, you looked like Gandharvas or heavenly beings. And Jaini Thai was 1 meter 73 centimeters above the ground when he danced. I was once a little in the construction business, so I can see the distances. Kirtan is one way. There are five very potent forms of bhakti. You might like to note them down and check them out. The first and starting point is sadhu sangha, having association with saintly people. And in that association, if you manage to let your inner critic, who is always judging everything according to good and bad, if he's silent, you can actually access or download to some degree what is there in the heart of a saint. That's why you become happy in good association. It works from his heart chakra, if you so want, the center of his heart energies, the emotions. It is a direct connection through to your heart, provided you can see with sympathy, no? Or with interest. Sadhu Sangha. The second process is hearing wisdom text, which is the Bhagavatam. We recite it in Sanskrit, you recite it and it is spoken in the language of trance. Many of these wisdom texts are spoken in Samadhi Bhashya, the Samadhi language, and brings you to a meditative state, and reflective state. Then there is kirtan or naam kirtan, where you sing the holy name. Then there is worship of Krishna in his deity form. We will have a workshop, a separate workshop, where we talk about the deities of bhakti, and then is visiting holy places like this one. So without knowing it, you are engaged in at least three, if not four, processes of bhakti on this pilgrimage, which will peel off the layers from your true self. You are having contact with saintly people or people who try to become saintly or spiritual people and so on. You are doing a lot of kirtan. Ooh. Hey, what else are you doing? You're hearing wisdom that is informed from these ancient texts. And here's the fourth, and you are in the holy Dharma. But again and again, and once again, and yet again, I would like to say, try to be in the receiver mood, and you are doing wonderful. I see you engaged in practices which you usually don't do. Who stands barefoot at a sacred place, chants Om Yamunaya Namaha, makes three circles or more with a light, and then pushes his leaf cup in the... You are clearly out of your known territory. You have entered unknown territory. And that is where all the new discoveries are made. How did you like the story? Did it speak to you? Could you identify with "Let me free, finally let me free"? Some of you are nodding. Perhaps you heard that before. "Let me free, finally let me free." I'm so fired up, I didn't hear the thing, but perhaps we can ask them to make a noon break with that.
Yeah, I think
There's our Acharya somewhere. Acharya, is he
Acharya
here?
Ji!
He has the telephone person of the...
Would you be so kind to ask the construction workers to pause?
They always have to come from above in India. Is Acharya here? Where?
At the back.
Acharya, you got a telephone number from Isha. Tell Isha we are very satisfied with everything except the noise. The message from Sachinanand Swami. We are very satisfied. We are having tears of gratitude in our eyes, which are mixed with tears of inner disturbance from the... This is too complicated. I see your, this is Western way of talking. Simple way is, can Isha please ask the construction workers to make a pause for about
15 minutes.
15 British minutes, not Indian minutes. So, construction...
Well, actually a little longer so we can eat lunch in peace. So maybe like 1 hour.
Is it possible?
If possible. Try.
Good. But really, most of you, I'm so impressed by you. You're not disturbed Westerners. Very nice. You can always make a choice. Do I listen to the... Yeah! Or do I listen to the princess? you can make a choice if your mind is strong, and that mind sometimes needs to be strengthened. Okay, I have finished. Thank you. And really, once again, your written name, please.
Harry.
It's Harry Potter. I know, my nephews, young nephews, read Harry Potter. Harry, it's really, it's very sensitive, no? To the moment.
give another round of applause for Harry and his beautiful band.
Wow, really, really. I'm not saying that.
I mean, just to reiterate, like, I'm really deeply, deeply, deeply grateful for each and every one of you, because you're out of your comfort zone, as Myron said, and you're still trying so sincerely and so lovingly, and I can see you trying to beat the elements and really give your mind a fighting chance here, and it's not easy. And so, yeah, please accept my gratitude, and I can only commend you. And, I mean, without sounding super esoteric, I want to take the dust from your feet and put it on my head. You're trying so hard. Thank you, really, from my side. Thank you. I'm now going to hand over to our superstar boys, the boy band, the Bhakti Brothers. That's maybe a new name for you. They're going to do a little breakout something. Lunch was planned for 2:30, but the chef had a serious burn injury. He's in the hospital, no? He's in the hospital. He's okay, we hear, he's fine. But yeah, India Factor we have to acknowledge. So they're going to take us away with a little group exercise or something that's interactive, I guess. Maybe they're going to stand to change the energy and change the... They're discussing it, so I'm just waffling on now. Yeah? Got something? Okay. So I'm going to hand it to him. Give him a round of loud applause for Kaylee Anand, please.
If you understand his energy. Yeah.
Really, I'm not saying out of my sincere congratulations. Yeah?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Are we all awake?
I'm known as a story.
Just about.
There's so many stories.
Maybe we should do a big
Hey, stretch. Andre, where are you? Give us a stretching exercise, please.
Andre? He learned all the moves today, please.
That's true. I did have my yoga class today.
Then you should show us a move.
So, let's just start with a big shake. Shake
Should we body. Stand and do it?
Yeah, let's stand.
They say shake it to wake it. So
shake it to what?
Wake it.
Wake it.
Wake the bottle.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to stretch up and take a nice deep breath in through the nose, filling the lungs. Maybe stand on the tippy toes if you want. Give the fingers a little... wiggle.
Oh,
perfect. And deep breath out, bringing the hands down. We're going to do this twice more. Stretching up, deep breath in, filling the lungs. Stretch, stretch, stretch. And out. One last time, filling the lungs even more. Stretching up.
It's all right.
How do you feel?
Thank you, by the way, for... That's all? No, you're doing this.
How are we feeling? We need a little more stretch?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So now we're going to take that arms up and we're going to just stretch to your left. Realign to the center. Now to the right. Don't forget to breathe.
You breathe out when you go.
Out, yes. In, deep breath in.
You should get your yoga teacher training, mate.
And out, back to the center. One more time, to your right, deep breath in. And out. Perfect. Let's just do one more thing. We're going to stretch up one more time. We're going to come down, and not all of us can touch the tippy toes, but we're just going to let the body dangle and just... give the spine a little movement like this. If you can touch the toes, this is nice. And slowly, slowly, slowly come up. Okay, wonderful. So if you can take your seats.
If you can take your seats now, we will just finish the session. I wanted to just read one verse for us, which I feel is relevant, and it's from seven prayers that were personally left by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the founder of Kirtana, inaugurator of Kirtana. And this is the first verse, so I will read the Sanskrit and then the translation. It goes like this. Cheto Tarakana Marjanam Bhavamaha Dhavadi Nirvartanam Shreya Kairava Chandra Prakaparanam Vidya Vadhu Jivanam Anandam Buddhivardhanam Pratipatam Purnam Atrisa. Anandam Buddhivardhanam Pratipatam Purnam Atrisa. Sarvatmasna Paramparam Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So this is the translation. You can listen carefully, this is very nice. The holy name of Krishna cleanses the mirror of the heart and extinguishes the fire of misery in the forest of birth and death. As the evening lotus blooms in the moon's cooling rays, the heart begins to blossom in the nectar of the name. And at last, the soul awakens to its real inner treasure, a life of love with Krishna. Again and again, tasting nectar, the soul dives and surfaces in the ever-increasing ocean of ecstatic joy. All phases of the self, of which we may conceive, are fully satisfied and purified, and at last conquered by the all-auspicious influence of the holy name of Krishna. So this is a wonderful verse. This is called the Shikshastakam. I encourage you all to read it in your own time because it's the most sophisticated poetry and many wonderful things that we can think about here. But we're hearing a lot about these layers of the self. And I especially wanted to share this verse because the first line, it says, Chetra Dharpana Marjanam, and it likens the heart to a mirror. And so this process of chanting and this process of bhakti, it's almost like cleansing this mirror of the self so that we can see ourselves more clearly. So we thought it would be nice if we could break out into some groups and we could discuss a little further on what we've heard today and uncovering these layers of the self. Would you have a question for people to discuss?
Yeah, I think what would be nice to discuss is that all of us have had a journey with our own identity. We've gone through various phases, various glances of our own identity, who we thought we were. So I thought it would be a nice way, when you introduce yourself, and it's our first day together, there's going to be many more chances to get to know each other and having discussions, but the first way in which we introduce ourselves is tell each other about ourselves. But we don't tell each other about ourselves, really, because there's many ways in which we've seen ourselves as a journey that's been before us, which we've evolved and grown in many different ways, and perhaps there's a particular vision we have for ourselves in the future. So I think it'd be quite nice to share those perspectives, share your journey, share where you'd like to be, or what your vision of your own identity would like to look like in the future, wherever you're at in your particular path. And I encourage everyone to please be open, please be honest. We've got another 1.5 weeks together. We're doing a lot of kirtan, but there's also a term called sankirtan, which means doing kirtan together, discussing about spiritual truths together. So do take this chance to delve a little deep in your discussions, in your own thought process and your reflection from today, as Kaylee mentioned. And then maybe in groups of four? Groups of four.
What might be cool is if you number them 1 to 4, otherwise they end up just going to the same people they've already spoken to.
Okay, I'm going to do 1 to 4 quickly. So, that's Lisa. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, Nuhan, 2, 3, 4, Helena. 1, Charlotte. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, Joanna, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. You got it? I think I made pretty good eye contact with everyone. All right, forget it. Look, let's just do this. Let's just get into groups of four, but please be conscious and stick with people that you perhaps haven't spoken to yet. Yeah? I'll leave it to you to do that. Yeah. So the question is first, tell your story about the ways in which you've seen yourself, your own particular identity, anything that you particularly reflected on from today's talk about identity, whether you're related to that story, and where you want to see yourself in the future, what do you want that to look like at a much deeper level? We'll give it 10 minutes in total, and then we'll share a little bit.